from KQED.
Of course, getting old isn't what it used to be. The coming generation of seniors is working long past traditional retirement age. They're also keeping in much better shape than their parents did. In San Francisco, one dance teacher has invented a new workout called Boomer Size to make fitness a little easier. Reporter Deirdre Kennedy sent us this audio postcard.
At a dance studio near the Golden Gate Bridge, teacher Marcy Juddelson leads an enthusiastic group of women through a series of familiar steps.
Jump back.
This low-impact boomer-size class is based on popular dances from the 50s and 60s, like the Madison, the Swim, the Jerk, and many more. Juddelson came up with the routine about 4 years ago, out of frustration with the typical aerobic classes designed for 20-somethings.
I always loved to dance, and as I got older, I realized I needed to exercise more, but I just couldn't find an aerobics class that was right for me, because I don't like the music at most aerobics classes, and also one that was just more dance-oriented than exercise.
You all know how to do the twist, okay? Give me your best twist.
Juddelson plays the biggest hits from the mid-20th century by the Supremes, the Four Tops, the Beach Boys, songs that came out when these dancers were in junior high and high school.
They do bring back memories of sock hops in the 50s. A sock hop was a dance held in the gym. You danced in your socks and you decorated your socks.
We used to do the twist, the pony, the Watusi. These are all old American bandstand dances.
I also love when a new song comes on that I haven't heard in 20 years, and I know every word, and I'm in that back row singing and dancing. It's great.
Here we go. Pony. You know the pony. It was easier when we were 10 years old, but we still
The boomer sizers show plenty of attitude, wiggling their hips, shaking their fingers and miming the words, just like their teenage idols did on TV. Juddelson says as a girl, she and her friends learned every new dance as soon as it came out.
I mean, it seemed like in those days these dances would just appear. In some cases, it originated with a popular song. There would be a theme song about a dance, like the locomotion, or obviously, you know, the swim or the twist, certainly. And I don't know if the dance came from the song or vice versa in every case. There was just a regular supply of new dances.
And unlike back in the day, at this dance, there's no peer pressure to look good or be the coolest. Boomer Pat Pennington says no one really cares if they get the steps just right.
Every once in a while, she throws in a few new ones, which makes it interesting. I still can't master the mambo, and I can do the feet, but I can't do the hands with the feet, so I'm working on that now. I just have fun.
After class, I thought about what my friends will be exercising to when they're seniors. I guess someone will have to come up with Gother Size. For the California Report, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.
You'll find lots more information about baby boomers and Medicare from our show Health Dialogues. It's on the web at healthdialogues.org.